USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows spent his day on Capitol Hill talking to Democrats who have not budged in their position on coronavirus relief.
Yeah, I think it's interesting just to hear the comments from Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi saying that they want a deal when behind closed doors their actions do not indicate the same thing. They can't come up with any significant cuts in their bill. What they want is a $2.5 trillion blank check. We came up here today just to hear the same thing that we've heard repeated for the last 2 weeks.
Republicans and Democrats are mostly split on how to continue to provide support for unemployed Americans, even though both sides continue to say it's a priority. Democrats are still asking for $600 a week for out-of-work individuals, which Republicans say discourage workers from seeking out new employment opportunities. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx told several state and local officials to get on top of it this week in those cities seeking increases in the trend of positive COVID-19 cases. Birx warned the leaders of the nine cities, Atlanta, Omaha, Nebraska, Boston, Kansas City, Portland, Oregon, Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, and D.C. during private calls, according to the Center for Public Integrity. Birx is also concerned about California's Central Valley. Brent Socroft, an architect of American foreign policy during the Cold War and national security advisor to Presidents Gerald Ford and George H.W. Bush, has died at the age of 95. Socroft was a retired lieutenant general in the U.S. Air Force. Socroft served as military aide to President Richard Nixon and was chosen by Mr. Ford to serve as national security advisor after President Nixon's resignation. He oversaw the evacuation of American officials from Vietnam in 1975. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A judge has dismissed House Republicans' lawsuit to invalidate a House rules change allowing members to vote remotely due to COVID-19. Judge Rudolph Contreras ruled that federal courts have little power to regulate strictly legislative acts. The lawsuit, filed by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy in D.C. District Court, contended that proxy voting in the White House is unconstitutional. A resolution to change House rules to allow for members to vote from home temporarily passed largely among party lines in May. Republicans argued that representatives are essential workers and should be present at the U.S. Capitol to vote, but Democrats say it was safer to limit travel amid the pandemic. Many House members are older than 65 and part of a demographic particularly vulnerable to the virus. Of the 23 million people who lost a job early in the pandemic, more than 6.5 million of them worked in the food and beverage industry. A recent report predicts up to 230,000 restaurants could permanently close by the end of 2020. Now, restaurant owners have banded together to form the Independent Restaurant Coalition, which has the backing of some U.S. culinary industry's top names, and they're lobbying Congress to pass a $120 billion bailout for small and mid-sized restaurants. The group launched new TV ads starring Morgan Freeman, aimed at urging Congress to help these restaurants survive COVID-19. The Restaurant Coalition says its effort has already prompted thousands of calls to Congress and nearly 200 co-sponsors for the legislation in both the House and Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.